The Proxy Zone Reboot, starring Daniel Schall, written by Gerald Burke. Episode 6, Recap. On last week's episode, we finally got some answers. Science-y answers. Ooh, ah. Our heroes successfully downloaded a programmer from the Proxy Zone. He explained that their world, not our world, of course. That would be silly. I mean, we know that somebody created us. There's religion, that's science. Should I get some water in here? This booth feels small. Thank you. Where was I? The Proxy Zone, yes.
Is nothing more than artificially generated video game storage. When a bug corrupts the code, the head programmers begin a back-to-factory settings reboot, which will permanently erase the memories of our heroes and every video game character known to the Proxy Zone. The red-suited man, unable or unwilling to assist, finds himself trapped in this video game world after a horde of demons severely damaged Prissy. Will he get back to the Proxy Zone? Will our heroes stop the reboot? Join us this week as we travel into the wasteland.
Oh, good morning. How'd you sleep, bruh?
Sleep? How could you sleep at a time like this?
Gotta get your Z's, bro. Otherwise, you're no use to anybody.
Well, Red and I have been working on Prissy all night.
Oh, any luck?
We managed to get some basic operations up and running. Navigation, satellite imaging, Sudoku, but her deeper intelligence software remains a mess.
Focus! We have less than 40 hours to get out of here. There's no time for catching Z's.
Oh. Good morning, everyone.
Yes, it's a great morning, isn't it, Wovens?
Yes, it is, Wovens.
Well, it looks like we're not the only ones who didn't sleep.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Dave?
So, no one got any sleep?
I did. I slept like a rock.
Okay, everyone.
That's Lydia's line, dude. Don't take that from her.
Why am I the only one panicking?
I don't think we were designed to panic.
Yeah, even I'm remarkably cool given the circumstances.
I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I've been designed to be seductively cool and a little dark.
Yes, you have. Don't worry, Honey Pumpkin. You've been designed to be seductively pragmatic and slightly above average in height.
Thank you, Honey Pumpkin.
And?
And what?
What about me?
Oh, yes, of course. You're designed to be very sexy in a girl next door, slightly chipmunky kind of way.
Isn't he the sweetest?
Oh, the sweetest.
For heaven's sake, no one cares about your love lives.
Clearly, you do since you designed them that way, bruh. Kind of sketch, actually.
Can we please focus on the task at hand?
Which is what exactly? You're stuck here with us. Prissy is down, and I don't see any hope for any of us. We might as well just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, wine for breakfast! I don't even care what year it is. It could be today.
There might be something we can do.
What do you mean? You said there wasn't anything we could do to stop the reboot.
That was true. There's nothing we can do to stop the reboot, but Spike and I got to talking, and we think there's a way to save you.
If we get the red-suited man...
My name is Spinak Tony.
Not here. Here, you're the red-suited man, or Red for brevity's sake. Got it?
Doesn't quite have a zing to it, but proceed.
If we can get Red back to the Proxy Zone, he believes he can download our personalities onto a hard drive and then upload them back onto the VG Hub once the reboot's complete. This should save our personalities, which, in essence, saves our lives.
I may be confused.
There's no maybe about it.
But why all the fuss? After the reboot, won't we still be here?
Oh, I'll field this question. I've been feeling a little superfluous in this scene anyway. I mean, conversation. Yes, my sweet dullard, after the reboot, we will all exist physically. You'll look the same, smell the same, and even ask the same inane questions. However, without your memories, what remains isn't really you. You'll be nothing more than an empty shell ready to be filled with new memories. It may look like you, but it won't really be you. Do you understand, or should I put on a puppet show?
You don't have to be mean about it.
No, I don't have to.
Even if this works, what happens to everyone else? All the other, I can't believe I'm going to say this, characters on the hub?
I'm sorry, but That's the best I can do. The data from your personalities will take up every hard drive I own. Even then, I'm not sure I can download you all. Not in time, at least.
Some of us might die.
That's one way to look at it.
That's the only way to look at it. According to the professor here, what you call a reboot, we'd call genocide.
I'm sorry. I wish there was more I could do, really, but I'm not even sure this plan will work. To save all of you...
We need a computer strong enough to propel you back through the Andromeda Galaxy portal.
With Prissy down, we'll need to find a replacement. Luckily, Red has an idea.
About a year ago, I created a new storyline for one of our most popular games, the Coda Wars. In its version, troops from Alpha Centauri battle a supercomputer bent on destroying their homeworld Axiom Prime, a Mega 6 computer called Moxie.
Red thinks that if we can find a way to get to Axiom Prime, we might be able to upload him into this mega computer and then return him back to the proxy zone.
From there, I'll download as many of you on the hard drive as I can.
Leaving some of us to perish, and we're supposed to just trust you.
You can trust me.
You just happened to devise this plan now that you're stuck here. That's quite a coincidence.
I don't trust him either, Lydia, but I don't see any other option. And while some of you have been not working, Red and I restored Prissy's primary functions.
You're trying to locate the mega computer, aren't you?
That's my man. Isn't he so clever?
Very clever. It looks like Prissy's found it.
From this readout, Moxie is located more than 100 miles due west. We'll need to cross this desert wasteland to get there. Oh, looks spooky.
We should head out soon. The Jeep can only hold 5, so I'll ride my motorcycle.
That means 3 of us need to stay behind.
I'm guessing I'm one of them?
Oh, and me too, on account of the old.
I don't go on missions. It's in my contract.
Or are you suggesting I go with you on an away mission? Probably one I will never return from.
I'll need your help setting up everything once we get there. What do you say? Are you up for a possible suicide mission with little hope of success?
Well, I don't see any other choice. Do you?
Dude, I say we party like it's 1999, retro style. Get super drunk, orgy it up a little bit, and go out with a bang, right? Right, Donnie? Anyone?
Kevin, read the room. I would literally prefer to do a suicide mission than whatever you just said. So, I'm gonna take a rain check on that.
I'll hold you to it, man. Okay, suicide mission it is.
Oh, I recognize this wasteland. There are 2 things you need to know. The first is that a gang of psychopaths with souped-up vehicles called the Havoc patrol this wasteland. Every week they compete in a kill-or-be-killed destruction derby called the Havoc Smack. They won't let us pass through their territory without a fight.
And the other thing?
We'll need to convince the Alpha Centaurian army to help us get to the megacomputer. That won't be easy.
And if we can't convince them?
They're heavily armed and hell-bent on keeping anyone from assisting Moxie in its genocidal plan. They'll execute us without question if they believe we're there to help it.
Seems like a good time to mention the party like it's 1999 plan.
While you're on this harrowing mission, I'll work on getting Prissy's cognitive functions back online. It'll be tough without Spike, but she's taught me a thing or two, I'll tell you what.
If you get her back online, contact us using the better comm link.
Oh, will do.
Okay, everyone. You know the stakes and you know the mission. Grab what you need. We leave in 1 hour.
Damn it! Damn it! How does he do it?
Well, to begin with, he doesn't use kitchen knives.
What? Oh. Hey, Spike.
Hey yourself. What you doing?
I just thought I'd diversify my skill set a bit, you know, for the wasteland.
And how's it going?
Not well, I'm afraid. But, I'll get there.
You should ask him to show you how.
Yeah, well, I'd rather not.
Poor noob. You have it bad. Here, give me a hand with this stuff.
What is it?
This is all the gear we need to get Red back to the proxy zone. That's if we ever make it to this mega computer. So, you and Teresa seem to be getting along well.
Yes, we're back together again.
And Lydia and Dave really seem to be getting along well.
Yes, I'm happy for them both.
You're not jealous?
Why would I be jealous?
I've seen the way you look at Lydia. I'm not sure which falls out of your face faster, the drool or your eyeballs.
I'll admit she's very attractive, independent, and...
Sexy.
I guess a fellow...
Or gal.
Could find her sexy, but let's face the facts. Even if I were smitten...
Smitten? You would say smitten.
Even if I were, there's no way a girl like her would be taken with a guy like me. I'm too ordinary. Dave is much more her type.
Dave is everyone's type. The question is everyone Dave's type?
Oh, what do you mean?
What are you two talking about?
Oh, hi, Pumpkin Breath. We were just discussing what equipment we'll need. I say we travel light, but make sure that we don't leave any vital equipment behind.
That's a solid plan.
Oh, I wish I were going with you.
You wish you were going on a probable suicide mission with little chance of success?
Anything to spend more time with my Pooh Bear. Can I fetch you anything? Coffee? A little nibble?
I'm good.
Yeah, so am I, Pooh Bear.
Okay. Toodles.
Well, she's certainly done a 180.
I know. One minute she was breaking up with me, and then the next minute...
You're her little Pooh Bear.
Do we have everything?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Does this have any chance of working?
Honestly, I almost voted for Kevin's plan.
The gorge yourself orgy plan?
Yeah, then I remembered something.
Oh, what's that?
I don't like any of you that much.
Seriously?
Seriously, I don't know if you've noticed, but I can be a bit morose at times.
Yes, the dungeon and security system gave that away, so yes, I've noticed.
But I don't want to die, or be rebooted, or lose my memories, or any of that. My life is pretty good, and even though I pretend to be death-obsessed and fearless, I'm not. I want to live. Even if there's a slim chance of making it, I want to give it everything I have. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It really does, Spike.
No one's gonna die. Not while I'm around.
Great! Dave is here. Hello, Dave.
I need to get something back from over there.
So, a little bird said you might be trying to emulate my unique and particular skill set.
Yes, well, little birds should keep their mouths shut. The early worm gets the bird, after all.
I believe it's the other way around.
Not based on the first day I met Lydia. Seems so long ago, yet,
It's only been a couple of days. Here, take one of mine. It doesn't really work with kitchen knives.
I came close once or twice.
Grab it here. You feel that balance? Nice and even. Now look at the target. Visualize it going in, then give it a throw.
Damn it!
Not bad, son. Not bad. Why don't you try it again? You, have yourself a little crush on my gal, it appears.
I don't know what you mean.
Better, but you're still trying to force it. Let the weight of the knife do the work. Try again. So long as you know, you can have that little crush all you want, but she's my gal. If you understand that, we won't have any trouble. Comprende?
Comprende.
Good. On both accounts.
Though it might be worth pointing out, it's Lydia who decides whose gal she is. Comprende?
I hear you, partner, and I agree. And if she chooses someone else, then I'll step aside with all grace of a rattler retreating from a stampede. But until then, the only thing you fondle of mine are these knives, and only with my permission.
Well then, do I have your grace's permission to try again?
By all means.
Damn it!
You gotta watch your emotions. They'll prevent a successful throw every time. You know, I reckon we'll be heading out soon, so I'll pay Lydia a little visit beforehand.
Damn it.
Okay, everyone, we've entered the wasteland. Keep an eye out for these havoc.
What exactly are we keeping an eye out for?
Dude, I guess it's something that looks like that.
Get them, boys.
Don't tell me what to do.
Watch where you're going. They're not in the smack. That's next week.
Venus is right. These fools is in our territory. Shoot them, Treehouse.
These creeps aren't playing around. Spike, man the turret.
Roger that.
I'll go after the woman. You guys focus on the other two.
There's a fifth one coming from behind.
That's a lot. I'm done.
Bogey at 9 o'clock.
I see it.
Not me, splatter them.
I'm here to splatter, not chatter.
Well, that takes care of that one, at least.
We need to work together, morons. Get this woman off me.
Velcro power.
Someone get this maniac off of me.
You're dead meat.
You'll need to go through me first. You okay, buddy?
Anyway, it was a close call, but... I think I'm all right.
Lydia, watch out. She's trying to swing around your rear.
You said rear.
I see it.
I'm going to kill you.
I can't shake her.
Spike, behind us.
You're an next intruder.
I see him. I'm out of ammo. Kevin, in front of you.
I see them. Hold on. I'm going to...
Nice work, guys. It's these fools back to the chop shop. I have a few questions.
I'm a computer programmer.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not cut out for this kind of thing.
Well, yeah, me neither.
I mean, you yell all the time, but you seem so calm. How?
Well, when I'm not screaming externally, I'm screaming internally, if that makes you feel any better.
Well, you two shut up. They're coming back.
Well, well. I'm guessing things aren't going as planned.
Oh, my God. They know our plan.
Shut up.
Listen, I'm sorry we invaded your turf.
Turf? This isn't a 1950s rumble, doll.
Doll? This isn't a 1950s moving picture.
Moving picture?
Shut up, Donnie.
Hassel, we cut them into little pieces and feed them to my dog. What do you say, Puddles?
We aren't cutting anyone up until we get some answers.
Oh, splatter sod.
It was quite a winding when we cut these fools up.
Dude, you died. I saw it.
Ah, that ain't nothing. Happens all the time. Stings is all.
Why are you here? It's hard to explain.
Maybe it has something to do with the car-eating plants been cropping up recently.
That's what I'm trying to find out, you imbecile.
Some strange things have been happening around here lately, hasn't it?
Anomalies, dude. We all call them anomalies now.
Yes, it began a couple of weeks ago.
We were in the middle of having each other when suddenly, from the desert, emerged these giant car-gobbling plants.
Yeah, chewed up Treehouse, good. Ain't that right, Treehouse?
Anything else? Should I tell him?
If we're gonna chatter, might as well chatter at all.
The wasteland used to go on for, well, as far as we knew, forever. But about a week ago, we noticed something about 20 miles to the north.
Full of the strangest wonders. A rainbow world filled with itty-bitty cars and bright spangly music. It was the scariest thing I've ever beheld.
They weren't really cars, you see. They were small but mighty and brightly painted as if by children.
One of them driven by this crazy giraffe.
And other strange creatures.
We tried to go after them on account of how much we loved havoc. But I slipped on an orange, got stuck in my tire, then... right over the edge. We haven't been back since. It's too freaky for us.
You all know what's happening, don't you?
As a matter of fact, we do. If you untie us, we'd be more than happy to explain.
How about you explain and then we untie you?
This might take a while.
We have time. Do you?
None of us have much time.
Then talk fast.
Okay, I will. This world you live in isn't what it seems. You are one part of a video game unit called the Viral Game Hub VG. In one of the worlds called Earth, an avatar cracked the code we used to create your worlds. The ramifications have been disastrous. Games that used to exist in isolation have begun to bleed into another, and if nothing is done, then chaos will ensue us all and we'll all die!
Chaos! Yes!
Not now, Splatter.
Continue, Red. To solve this problem, my people are working on a reboot to restore you to your factory settings. Whatever memories you have will be erased. Essentially...
killing us all, dudes.
How do you know this?
Because I'm the one in charge of the reboot.
How did you get here? We brought him here.
We discovered a portal spewing code and downloaded him into the red suit.
That's me. Ta-da! I don't really look like this, by the way.
So if that's correct, you've left me with a choice. To believe in fairy tales and magic or kill you where you sit.
That's a no-brainer, even for a no-brainer like me.
You need to believe us. We aren't trying to invade your world, but must cross it to get to Axiom Prime. From there, we can use the mega-computer named Moxie to upload Red back to the proxy zone, and... oh my god, I just heard myself, and you're going to kill us, aren't you?
Think about it. It's the only explanation that makes sense. How else do you explain these car-munching plants of yours?
The same thing that's happening here is happening everywhere. I know you don't have any reason to trust us, but... you have to trust us. I don't know. What do you think, Splatter?
Splatter only thinks about one thing.
Treehouse? That's a good point. If we help you, what is in it for us?
If I can return to my world, I can download your personalities onto a hard drive, essentially saving your lives. I can't save everyone, but I can save these people here and the Havoc.
You said there wasn't enough room.
Ixnay on the aunt enough umre.
Too much chatter. Time to splatter. I'm sick of all these words that don't make sense to my crazy brain.
I don't know. We'll need to discuss it first. You may have less time than you think. The reboot is set to begin in...
36 hours.
Come on, gang. We have a lot to talk about.
With a plan to save them, will they make it to Moxie on time? Does Venus believe Red, or will Splatter finally live up to his name? Find out next week as we travel over the rainbow track. Wow, look at all those colors.
What the hell is going on here?
The Proxy Zone reboot was written by Gerald Burke. All voices by Daniel Schall. Music by Sean Rayner. Produced and directed by Gerald Burke and Daniel Schall. If you enjoyed this episode, check out Just Vic, available on Audible or Apple Books. Written by Gerald Burke and narrated by Daniel Schall.